everything about it. So Tiffany will not be joining us this morning. She is at a couples retreat with her new hubby in Costa Rica. So let's all just pretend like we are soaking up the same warm sun that she is. We've had a cold turn here in Utah, and it's supposed to be a pretty big storm today. So we are using the best of our imagination. So, yes, I'm seeing lots of other people who love spearmint. But I'm curious, do you love the taste of spearmint? Like, how many of you can honestly say you can throw back a few drops of spearmint and keep a straight face? Anyone? Okay. Wow. All right. We've got a group of hardcores on with us today, because that is amazing. Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking about in your water. I'm talking about straight under your tongue, in your mouth, spearmint. Okay. All right. Got some people, they like spearmint that way. Hats off to you. That's impressive. Well, hope everyone is doing fantastic. Yes, Maria is saying can't do the mints neat. Yeah. Okay. So true, right? The Nick Cannon Show. That's awesome. Okay. Well, I am super pumped to be with you today. Why don't we start off with a insight card draw and see where that takes us. So many of you have seen the insight cards from essentialemotions.com. Really great affirmation cards. So here, the one that I drew was gratitude, which is spikenard, the oil of gratitude. And the affirmation is, I receive blessings and challenges with gratitude. Oh, that's a perfect one. and you'll notice the stamp is from Kathmandu, Nepal, because that's where we source our spikenard from. So that's the perfect oil too, because many of you know, Tiffany just started her gratitude series. This is the 11th year now that she's done that. And she's got a really impressive lineup of people that she's doing it with. I looked at the names list, and it was an impressive list. So go to gratitudeseries.com, join her Facebook group, and soak in all of that goodness. Yeah, there's a lot to love about the gratitude series. So thank you, Spikenard. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, God, for perfectly supporting us on our journey, right? All right. Okay, Shelly gets me. Shelly says, spearmint's the only oil I will never drink. So thank you. Someone's got my back. I thought I was crazy there for a minute. All right. Well, why don't we jump into some coaching? I'm here to serve, whether it's blocks with your goals, mindset. Been working through a lot of financial blocks recently with people. So whatever it is you're working on, I'm here to serve. So let me just check on Facebook to make sure everyone's, yes, Facebook is live. So feel free to raise your hand if you want to come on live. Otherwise, just put your questions in the chat or comments, and we're here to serve. Oh, dang. Shelly meant spikenard. Yeah, I'm not suggesting that you drink spikenard. I was just talking about spearmint. So Shelly's asking what I'm drinking. I'm drinking my MetaPower Advantage, brought to you by yours truly, doTERRA. So grateful. Hope everyone is loving MetaPower as much as I am. It's just, it's good stuff. Getting lots of great results. And not just weight loss, like all kinds of incredible results. Mental clarity, strengthening, better energy. Okay, Jean, I see a question here. I'm gonna invite you to come on live. You don't have to, but if you want to, go ahead and accept that. What just happened? There we go. Okay, Jean, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Kind of cold here in Wisconsin, but it's supposed to be in the 70s today. So I'm good. Wow. I'm good with that.
Wisconsin, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us your question.
What is the best way to nurture someone who comes to you and says, yeah, I want to do what you do. I want to share oils with everybody and build a business with this. What is your best way to support them, sure, nurture them along?
Yeah, it's a great question. So first of all, that's the best problem to have in doTERRA, right? That's like, those are the one in, I don't know, is it one in 20, one in 30 maybe who say they want to build? So that is a gift. So the first thing is just have so much gratitude and positivity, because that's what we're all looking for, right? Partners, people who want to run with us. So I think the first step is getting to know all their needs, and especially their unmet needs. Because people will say those words for a lot of different reasons. Some people are saying that because they just want a friend. You know, they're looking for a social need to be with a community, to be with a tribe, to not be alone. So that's great to know. And so you can tailor their experience in building around that. And then obviously as they grow, you can help them meet their other needs as well. The key to getting builders who stay, builders who last, is meeting more of their unmet needs. So, you know, we're multidimensional creatures. We have our physical needs, financial, mental, spiritual, social. And so if we can meet more needs in more areas, then they'll stay longer. So I think that's the first thing I would suggest. And then I would make sure to meet them where they are. The more you get to know someone, the more clues they'll give you about their strengths, their personality type, what matters to them. So just be a detective in that department. So some people, if you threw them a 200-page manual, that would be Christmas to them, right? On how to start building. Other people, they would, like, we used to give people a lead guide when they said those words back in the day. This is, gosh, 8-9 years ago. The lead guide was literally the encyclopedia of every question you'll ever have in doTERRA. We literally had builders who cried and said, I can't do this business, you know? I'll never be able to learn this much and know it all. And I guess this isn't for me. So getting to know them and their personality type, like, do they love lots of information, or do they just need a sprinkling? Like maybe the share guide is all they need. The share guide will give them everything they need to start their names list, start inviting successfully, and getting people to an event. That's it. Like it doesn't even go over a comp plan. I mean, there's a little bit about, you know, how much they can earn, but it's not like, it's not the build guide, right? So if they're ready for more information, you know, like, and you can tell if you walk them through the share guide and they have more questions, then you'll know, oh, they're ready for the build guide. And so you can go into more depth about talking about, you know, if you put in this much time, you can expect that. If you put in that much time, you can expect more. So the build guide is so fantastic for just setting expectations. Actually, when it comes to money though, whenever I'm going over the income on the, you know, the chart that has the different ranks, I always cut those numbers in half. And I tell them, these are the averages. They're pulled up by people who have been at those ranks for a lot of years. And so I always say, just so you're realistic, expect about half of these numbers your first month. So, I would just meet them where they are in terms of the amount of information and meet them where they are in terms of their unmet needs, because everyone is so different. You know, everybody is looking for, I mean, we're all looking for to love and be loved, but love shows up in different packages for all of us, right?
Right.
How's that landing?
Wonderful. This is very helpful. Thank you. One more question is, do you recommend like the strength assessment at all for any of your new builders?
So when Natalie and I are, once we've gotten to know someone really well, and we, as soon as we see all of the green lights that this is a potential frontline builder, then for sure we'll invite them to take the strengths test. If someone is literally just curious about sharing and not a committed builder, that might seem like too much for them. So I'd go down the road a ways. Sometimes we invite people to, you know, if they haven't enrolled yet, we invite them to host a class and you know, start doing the things that a builder would do before they even enroll. And then you've got more data, right? You can see how serious they are. One of the very best things that we can do to help people succeed is give them micro doses of success. So sometimes just making a names list is a miniature victory, and they get the feeling of success, and that feeling feeds more success. So then the next step is inviting, right? And so if you can sit with them and say, hey, why don't we invite a couple of these people on your list now? And I'm here to support, you know, I can do as much or as little of the talking as you want. And you can see how fun and natural and easy it can be. Again, giving them a mini victory of feeling success, right? Even hosting that first class, even if there's only three people who come and one person enrolls, they're going to get a little fast start, and you're going to see that they're going to feel the energy of success and want more. So, so as far as the strengths test, it's so much good data there, right? I would just be careful not to scare people off if they are not all in, you know, because it's good data for committed builders. Yes, I love Victoria's comment. Yeah, make sure to read Victoria's comment. She says, this is entrepreneurship light and they are the CEO. They can go at their own speed and you'll match it. Yes, that's a really, really good point there, Victoria. We try to create equilibrium, or, you know, we found that a lot of people dive into their teams more than the leaders of that team, and they start investing more. And so matching their energy is a really important principle. And it sends a clear message like, hey, you know, you can double the speed that this team grows just by leaning in, because I'm going to match your energy. So yeah, great question with Victoria. I asked them how often they want to call with me. So great. Awesome. Any other questions, Jean?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. Enjoy your 70 degrees in Wisconsin. Okay. All right. I saw another question. Amelia says, my team's been working on emotions. And it's been quite revealing. Oh man, this magic little book has created more clarity and breakthrough. It's just mind-boggling to me how much there is to gain there. And it all starts with, you know, simple question, what's coming up for you? You know, is there an oil you're drawn to? Is there something showing up in your body? Or is there an emotion that that's standing out to you? So I'm glad that's serving you and your team. Somebody is asking, what are you sending to people who want more info on MetaPower? And when do you offer the sample pack? Great question, Andrea. So, and I'd love to make this a group chat. So what's everyone else doing in terms of MetaPower when you offer the sample? We actually have, well, that's not very pretty. I think I have a screen up actually. So we have been offering this when people ask for MetaPower samples. In fact, that's what I had on my counter here that I was just straightening up, all of the MetaPower goodness that we just ordered to make sample packs. So this is what we're offering. We're going to put it on our website, and we're going to offer it, I think, for $10. And so that way we're cost sharing. It doesn't totally cover the cost, but at least we're not just getting freeloaders who just want a freebie and never want to take action. So we offer this for $10, and then we say, if you buy the MetaPower kit, we'll refund you the $10 that you spent on this. So basically the sample pack will be free. So that's what we offer. When we offer it, we're kind of crazy. We tend to probably err on the side of generosity. We tend to say, you know, if you have a pulse, we're going to give you a sample. I mean, Natalie has probably given away $300 of MetaPower just in the last month. And we've already sold probably four kits just in the last month. So it's really not, I'm probably the wrong person to ask on when to sample, because we err on the side of, hey, we know it's going to change your life and you're going to love it. Somebody's asking how we package the beadlets. We have these little plastic envelopes. Let me see if I can find one and I will show you. All right. I just found the jackpot. Okay. So many of you have seen these cute little Ziploc baggies. That's what we're putting the beadlets in. And we kind of decided it's gross to touch those. Like I don't want to put something in my mouth that somebody else has touched with their hands. So we're just doing a dump of beadlets. You know, if it's five, it's five. If it's 10, it's 10. And then we're also putting the gum in those same little packets and the gel caps in the same little Ziploc baggies. So it looks like we got these from China. They're called apple bags. I don't know why, because you could not fit any apple in there. And then obviously we're doing the MetaPower oil in the sample vials. So, great question. But I saw a few more questions. Oh, the book that I mentioned is called Essential Emotions. It's a book or an app. You can get those both at essentialemotions.com. So Kim's asking about the website where we're offering the samples. Natalie and I have a website. It's natalieandy.com. It's, we haven't driven traffic to it. So honestly, it's not, that's not where we're getting the leads. We're just using our warm market. So don't feel like you have to have a website. Don't feel like you have to do like a big funnel. Some of you have probably heard of Amanda Pitts. She has a sizzle video and a whole marketing program for MetaPower. Natalie and I we just bought that and we're going to try it. Can't say we've had, you know, we haven't fully implemented it yet. So great question. The cool thing that she does is she uses, everything is done on social media. So I'm used to funnels just on a website, but the benefit of doing all the content delivery through social media is the ability to tag people. So you can tag friends, they can tag their friends. It's just a really natural way to just share and you know, get people curious and share the love. So Rosie just raised her hand. Did you want to come on live, Rosie? I think you're still muted. Let me.
Just because there'd be noise in my background. So I have a quick question, because one of the things I always wondered, people have different needs and they want different things. So for people who want an automated experience until, you know, they get further along to wanting in-person contact, do you automate any of your guides? You know, like say from when someone enrolls, are any of them automated?
You know, we do have people who show interest and they are, if there's not a lot of commitment, then we might just send them a video. So like 8 years ago or so, we shot a video taking you through the build guide, and it's a 25 minute video. It's really thorough. I think it's fantastic. So if someone's kind of dipping their toe in, I'll send them the video. But if we've already enrolled someone and they say they want to build, I've never found any system that truly does what a human can do, right? Like pick up on the body language, ask the right questions, just drill down to find out that critical data, which is what are their unmet needs? So if I meet someone who says, I really want automation, I'm still gonna do all the fact finding and detective work that I can. And then maybe we create some automation together. We've enrolled people who they know Infusionsoft, like the back of their hand. And that software, you have to have a PhD to know that software, but there's some really simple tools too. I've just never, sorry, Rosie. I'm such a skeptic when it comes to automation.
So it's not for builders. If somebody purchased essential oils and they're like, after they've gotten their essential oils and they keep missing, you know, other things online, is there anything that you do send them or no? Just for customers, not for builders.
Okay. Yeah. So for customers, we've experimented with all types of automation. We've tried Facebook groups. We've tried text automation, you know, obviously email. And we've had moderate results with that. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that I can, you know, give this glowing testimonial, like go out and use, what's the essential oil connection one? That's the one that I've heard really good things about. Oil Camp is a really fun one too. All these things, they have automation, but all of them require some engagement. And so like Oil Camp, I know a lot of people that their groups start out really strong, but then they fizzle really quickly. Like there's just, yeah. So I think there's usefulness.
You've answered my question. It doesn't work. So well, that is not that it doesn't work, but you've answered it's the unknown to it isn't worth wasting the time when I know what the focus on the leaders now. So I guess for me, it's my question really well, just by your response to it. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Always good to see you, Rosie. And I'd love to hear other people's experience with automation with customers. Natalie and I have pumped so much money and experimenting with different programs. I mean, we still do a lot, you know, like we still have Facebook groups. We still have postcards that we send out for customer retention and reactivation. So yeah, I guess there's a whole lot of differences. Elizabeth is raising her hand. I would love to see if there's a way we can serve you, Elizabeth, while I scroll through the other questions.
Oh, here. Andy, this is Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi. So for Rosie's question, this is only going to be a little bit helpful because I can't remember all the information, but Elise Chedevi has a series of emails that go through all the basic oils. And it is an amazing program because you get it and there's a couple of different short things that tell about it and how to use it and different things. And so all together for each oil, it's maybe 15 minutes. But her automation system is great because you sign up for the emails and you don't get the next one until you've watched the first one. And it sends me a reminder once a month if I haven't, you know, for the one that I'm on. So like I've been stuck on Digest Zen and haven't taken the time to watch it for, I don't know, 9 months. And I still get a reminder once a month. And it's really good, just basic information that you can plug people into, and it's free. But I can't remember. I'd have to go and look up, see if I can find what it is that you do to sign up. Maybe somebody else knows. But that has been a really good resource to plug people into, because like I can, just me personally, I can watch it for, you know, when I've got 5 minutes when I'm cooking dinner, or, you know, I can make it around me. It's not at a specific time, and it's not something I've got to plug into that I'm obligated to an hour every, you know, every week or whatever. So that one is, I've really been impressed with the content, but also with her delivery system. And I have no idea how she does it, but Elise does a lot of amazing things. So anyway, that's a good resource that I'm aware of.
And I think that's called Love Oils, right?
Yes, I think it is.
Do you know how people find that if they want to learn more?
Do you know what? Let me look and see if I can find it, and then I'll put it into the chat because I don't off the top of my head. But perfect. I will see if I can do it. And if not, then I will, I'll send you a message over Facebook or something.
Okay, great.
If I find it later.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Okay, thank you. all right, be sure to read the chat. I'm seeing lots of good comments about what people are using. I've seen a few people say they love Enroll Pro. Somebody's asking about Wavoto. Wavoto, I think it works for some people. I know some people who are frustrated with it, but I think you're going to find that with all programs. Somebody's asking about texting programs. What we use and what we recommend. We use Project Broadcast. We've played with lots of different ones, and that's been our favorite. So we're very happy with that. There are other programs that you can plug into that work through Project Broadcast. So I think, is it called Essential Connection? I think they're one of the ones that uses Project Broadcast to deliver the messages. Okay. And Victoria is saying she's automated everything, but she has human touch points. And she does that on product and business. That's especially great when you have time zone issues. You know, sometimes you just can't get up at 2 a.m. to meet with your Australia team, right? Okay. Great, great questions. Okay. If anybody else wants to come on live, feel free to raise your hand. And okay. All right, Mary is asking about reactivation. Okay, first let's bring on Florence, then we'll go to reactivation. Okay, Florence, I think we've got you on.
Hi, thank you. I have a question in regards to if you have somebody who thought they wanted to be a builder and then they decided, no, I don't really want to do this, don't have time for it or whatever, and then they refer somebody to you, and then that person that they refer to you signs up. So what is the appropriate gift? Because they don't want the enrollment. They want to just, they want their person that they, their friend, to get the information and the knowledge and everything. But they don't want to do the work. So an in-kind gift, what's appropriate for the person that did the referral?
Great question, Florence. So there are lots of different schools of thought on this. My personal approach is I'm always going to put people that, so let's say, Susan is the one who is building and then decided not to. And then Susan invites Alice and Alice wants to build. So I'm always going to put Alice on Susan's team, right? Like there's, to me, there's no question. Susan's the one who brought it. And so Susan gets, or Alice gets to be on Susan's team. in terms of enroller, I personally would have Alice be the enroller. If she's willing to do the things that enrollers do. And so this comes back to the doTERRA roles that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. I'll share a link to that document here. So this roles document really spells out, here's what a sponsor does, which is not much. Here's what an enroller does, which is quite a lot. And then here's what a share looks like. Here's what a builder looks like. So this is in the Share Success Library, and it's under bonus downloads. So it's called doTERRA Roles. So I'll post the link here. But it's really important before that person enrolls to just have this conversation. So like with Susan in this case, right? Or that's the name I made up anyways. So under bonus downloads. So I would just say, you know, here's what it looks like. Do you want to do these roles or not? And if not, then I'm happy to be the enroller. And then, you know, someday down the road, if you decide to build and maybe you have certain rank requirements, then I'm happy to transfer the enroller back to you. But I'm going to be actively building your team as if I support as the enroller. So you're not going to lose anything. I'm just, you know, we got to divide and conquer. We got to split up all the activities that is required. So that's how I approach it. I know other people who say, you know, if they have already said they don't want to build, then you just by default take the enroller. To me, that feels a little bit like, well, hey, that's not fair. Like they don't know what they're choosing because they're not at choice. Like give them more information. So anyways, those are my two cents. And the cool thing about doTERRA's compensation plan is even if somebody steps away for a season, they can always step back in, re-engage, and it's a great, you know, nobody loses. So.
Yeah. Well, so the question, so I did ask those questions and I very much clarified that she did not want to do the work. Then there was a little bit of a background logistics. There was a issue where she didn't want that person to be under her because she saw the potential for that person to maybe build and then get people from her group of people to come on board to be a customer. And there was some personality conflicts there.
Uh-huh. And
so that's why she has said that, no, I don't want you to put her under me. I want her to stand, you know, put her under this other person, whatever. So I just wanted to maybe perhaps compensate.
Oh, so like,
yeah.
So if Susan was the front line, and uh-huh. Alice is the person she's bringing in, Susan uh-huh. is saying, don't put Alice on my team?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, if she's super clear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in that case, I would just find something that's meaningful to her. I mean, if the fast start bonus is meaningful, I would do that. We offer hosting gifts to people who are willing to host a class, and it blows my mind what people will do just for a little sample kit, you know, those little keychain kits that you fill up with yeah. sample files.
Right.
I mean, people will fill a room if you offer them like, yeah, I'll put in the 8 oils of your choice in a sample pack. And so whatever's meaningful to them, you know, maybe it's a diffuser, maybe it's a.
Yeah, I had stocked up on some of the bubble diffusers a while back.
Awesome.
And I considered like gifting that to her.
So. We love those bubble diffusers. They are fantastic.
Okay. Okay. So. Now, my other question for you is like, okay, you have somebody that is just starting and they're getting the fast bonus.
Uh-huh.
And then you as the leader, you're providing all the support because they're just learning. But also I've always given a gift to the new enrollment person for enrolling, like a small book, you know, the spiral book or something like that, depending on the dollar amount that they. So yeah. if you let them have the other person have the enrollment, then you're still, you know, in the long run, I do understand that you'll get compensated for it, but in the long, you know, in the short term, you're putting out. Not only they're getting the fast point, the fast check, but you're not yet getting anything other than Unilevel. So you just kind of, that's your investment by giving them, you know, whatever dollars it takes to put that welcome gift together for the new enroller. Is that kind of what is the norm?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. So.
Helpful. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, best of luck to you, Florence. Thank you for your great question.
Yeah, I got a MetaPower. I've gotten 3 MetaPower enrollments already. So that's pretty exciting. So leadership, here I come.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. I am seeing some fantastic comments and questions come through. Okay, Julie is asking, if people are taking MetaPower in the morning with intermittent fasting, or are they doing it lunch and dinner? I've seen the whole gamut. If we're talking about advantage, the advantage, Natalie and I do in the mornings during the intermittent fasting period. But I know a lot of people who take it, you know, late afternoon or right before dinner. So it's, I haven't heard of a bad experience yet with when to take it. So, okay. Thank you so much for all the great responses in the chat. Andrew's asking if we can see the Zoom chat after it's done. Maybe I can post the chat as a comment on the Facebook Live. Would that work? It's probably the easiest way to share it. I don't know. I know that if you post the, yeah, that's probably the best thing to do. Okay. Maria's asking if the bulb diffusers are ever coming back in stock. If anybody knows that, go ahead and answer that. Christina offers 20% to the person who referred the person to me. Yes. Great. Great idea. Oh, somebody's asking about the build video that I was talking about. So I'll post that as well. Maria's asking, how do you learn more about the Unilevel in the compensation plan? So I'm going to post a link that we made on sharesuccess.com. And it's just sharesuccess.com/comp. And basically, there's a short video on the compensation plan that's really like just the nuts and bolts. It's like 4 minutes. It's really succinct. And then we have an extended one that's like, I think it's like 25 minutes. And then we have the big one, I think Justin Harrison did, that's like an hour long. Okay, and thank you, Elizabeth, for posting a link to the Oil Love program. Okay. Yeah, somebody is suggesting just screenshot the chat that you want to remember or save. Okay, somebody asked, they said their husband is skeptical about the Essential Emotions book because there are no authors listed. Okay, I love this topic. So the original author of this book was Daniel McDonald. He is an amazing individual. He started getting these downloads of the emotional significance of each oil and the power, emotional power of each oil. And as he wrote them down, he felt inspired, or he actually got some coaching. Daniel McDonald, I think it's MacDonald. So he started working with a group of other authors like Amanda, and they ran the business for several years, and then they reached out to us, and they offered to sell it to us, and so we said, yes, that's a no-brainer. So yes, Amanda Porter. So Amanda has been writing the new oils with us as the new oils have come out for the last 3 years. But the reason we don't have those names listed in the book is because the way the information is received almost feels like it's not ours. Like we don't own the content. It's come through Daniel and through Amanda and us. And so that's why we don't put our names on it. It feels like it's we're just kind of stewards and caretakers, but we don't, you know, we don't own it the way Victor Hugo owns Les Miserables, right? So anyways, that's the short answer. Amanda went into a lot more detail at our training that we did. You can still access that training by going to essentialemotions.com. You can buy the recording of the training we did before convention. So that is the short version though. Okay. Wow, lots of great questions. Somebody's asking, if you take the MetaPower Advantage during your intermittent fast, doesn't that break the fast? Actually, it does not. Because doTERRA used stevia, fermented stevia, as the sweetener, it doesn't hit your glycemic index, and so it doesn't break the fast. So same thing is true of the cacao drink that Natalie and I do every morning. Because there are no sweeteners in it, it's just a lot of healthy fats. It's pretty much like having a glass of water. It doesn't break the fast. Great question. Okay. So Amelia is saying that on the emotions book, if the authors are getting the information, then wouldn't the information be specific to that person and not necessarily for everyone? You could see it that way. I have been blown away at how universally applicable the oils have been. And so maybe these emotional benefits aren't exactly the same for everyone, but gosh, I could sit here and rattle off thousands of experiences where, I mean, we were at doTERRA corporate one day. one of the corporate employees was saying, yeah, I had this stiffness in my shoulders that would not go away. I tried Deep Blue Rub, I tried Deep Blue, I tried AromaTouch, and nothing was touching it. Like, it just kept going and going until I looked up shoulders in the Essential Emotions book, and it had to do with anger and resentment. And then I realized there was a coworker that I was holding all this resentment towards. And so I looked up the oil, I took that oil, and the next day, all the stiffness, the knot was completely gone. And so the emotional roots I found are pretty universal. You know, there might be, you know, three or four oils that could do the job or carry that message for you. But I found the messages to be pretty universal. But that's a great question, Amelia. Florence is asking for the information on the cacao drink. And so that is at sharesuccess.com/brew. And Janice, you can access the recording for the emotions training that we did at essentialemotions.com. So, great question. And Andrea is concurring that the plants, just like different stones, do carry emotional and physical benefits universally. Yes. So the plants, it's kind of like each plant has its own special mission to perform. And if we get still, we can discover what their mission is and what our personal mission is. So I love what Justin Lee said. You know, the plants and the oils are going to do their mission. The only question that remains to be seen is if we'll do ours. So, Amelia's asking, does the gum break the fast with intermittent fasting? I don't think so. I think it's xylitol. Is that the sweetener in the gum? So, and again, you'll probably find different schools of thought on that one, but I believe it's not breaking the fast. Okay. Okay. Great, great question. Okay. All right. Thank you, Maria, for that heads up. I will get that fixed. Okay. Fantastic. Well, if anybody else has one last question we can probably fit in, go ahead and raise your hand. Meanwhile, I'm going to look for the build guide video that we send people. It's a little old. I mean, 7-8 years, right? That we haven't seen that build guide in a long time. But I still think it's a classic. Okay, why am I not finding? Okay, here it is. Nope, that's not it either. Okay, well, it used to be at suresuccess.com/build, but, oh gosh. Change your mindset. Okay, wow. Okay, this is embarrassing. I'm gonna have to post it on the Share Success Facebook page later today because I'm not finding it right now. Okay. Sorry, Julia. It used to be on the Share Success website, but now maybe we should put it back there because doTERRA, anyways. Okay, Maria's asking my opinion on customers that no longer order. They haven't in 2 years or more. Benefits to keeping them on your tree. So it's incredible to me how once somebody has trusted doTERRA enough to become a customer, it's that much easier to sell them, you know, cross sell, upsell, whatever you want to call it, on other products. So MetaPower is a perfect example. We have people who haven't ordered in 3 or 4 years who are super excited about MetaPower. They're ordering and they're buying. And so the benefit is keeping them in your tree. You can warm up that contact and get them to buy something that they didn't know about or wasn't available. And it's just, to me, it's a no-brainer to retain and reactivate old customers. Victoria.
This is such a good question because there's the new placements policy.
Yes.
Where you can take, you guys, get ready to take notes. I'm so excited about this. The new placement policy says that you can take a wholesale customer, not a wellness advocate, so only your green people, not your purple people. You can take your green people that have been inactive for more than 6 months, and the enroller can send an email to placements asking them to be moved anywhere you want, right? So what we're doing on my team is that we are all going through our teams and we're moving everybody to where we want volume, right? Because we can't pretend that these are going to become builders, but you could always upgrade them if that changed. We're getting everybody placed where we want them. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do a reactivation program with them. And we're going to send an email out that says, you haven't ordered in quite some time. Want to make sure you know about our new MetaPower. The holiday products are coming, right? And if you reactivate with 50 PV order, you'll get a free diffuser blend ebook, right? I like free things because that's duplicatable. And if you order with 100 points, reactivate with 100 points, you'll get a 5-mil wild orange or whatever you have in Mr. Whoopi's closet, right? This is why I love, love, love the product of the month. Whether you need the oil or not, it's a great incentive, right? You can then give it away as a reactivation gift, you know, that was free for you. So this is really, really key. And then historically, you guys, we've had BOGOs in the US in November. So historically, so the people who don't respond to that first email, hopefully if we have another BOGO, then you can then do a second email saying, hey, just wanna let you know. But what's great about this is back in the day, we used to have to do a reactivation program that was like, hey, if you reactivate and send this really awkward email to corporate to move your account, I'll give you something. And now we don't have to have the awkward email. So super excited. I don't think it would work for terminated accounts because they have terminated, but for inactive accounts that are still in your tree, this could be just, I mean, I'm just so excited to clean up my back office. You guys can't tell you. So super excited. It has to be done by the enroller, though. You can't just go through and do it if you're not the enroller.
Yeah.
So I just had to share that because that's super exciting.
Love to get things tidied up, right?
Yeah, and get people reactivated and have a reason. I mean, we have such a great reason to reach out to people with the MetaPower and the holiday products, you guys. November's your month.
Yep.
Where did you get your oil shelf? Oh, yeah. Etsy.
Really?
You know what? This is terrible. I bought one on Etsy. And then when I lived in China, I had a whole bunch of them made.
Oh, I don't think that's a trademarkable thing, though. Like, it's not, you're not like copyright law there.
I don't know. But it was really hard to get the first one over there in the beginning. But
you don't have a little link for us, do you?
Not anymore. I'm afraid that link has been permanently closed. But anyway, super excited about the reactivation and being able to move everybody first, right? So just go through your back office, move all the people where you want them, then send them the email because you don't want to have them reactivate. Although they did say if they place the order before you move them, you'll have 10 days to move them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Then how do you know? I don't know. Like you'd be having to be really super watching your back office.
Wow. Thank you so much for those tips. That is super, super useful.
I'm excited. I'm always excited, but I'm super excited about this
one. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Victoria. And thank you everyone for hopping on with us and going along for the journey. This is, such a great time to be in doTERRA. Like, I can't even tell you how excited we are. So many good things. It really is just, it's great to be where we are, to have the knowledge, to have the tools, the options. Couldn't ask for more. So thank you all for joining and send you lots of love and we'll see you next week.